program free at FuelReward.com.
Grab your coat and get your hat. Leave your worries on the doorstep. Just direct your feet to the sunny side of the street. Can't you hear a pitter-patter? And that happy tune is your step. Life can be so sweet on the sunny side of the street. I used to walk in the shade with those blues on parade. But I'm not afraid. This rover,
thank God it's Friday,
crossed over. If I never have a cent, I'll be rich as Rockefeller. Gold dust at my feet on the sunny side of the street.
Welcome to the Friday edition of the Large Morning Show in the Afternoon here on the Big 550 KTRS. I am Paul Harris, your 20% host, giving 100% of the effort. And Dan and Ian are making up the rest. Wait a minute.
Yeah,
you're leaving 80% in our hands? Boy. You're a brave man.
I'm not sure how that math would work out.
I don't want it.
I think it's about 20, 20, 20, and so there's some mystery 40%. I don't know how
there's something left over.
The commercials take 40%.
It's like a remainder. Remember in math they had the remainders?
Yeah.
With four remainders. It always screwed me up.
What was so hard about that?
I don't know.
7 divided by 2?
Yeah.
3 with a remainder of 1?
Yeah.
Yeah.
What the heck?
I know. Why was there a remainder? There should always be.
Because it was 7, not 6.
I know.
Why?
I guess that's
right, Dan. You're down
daughter.
To 10%.
So I can't help my daughter in math.
I'm so glad you're not in charge of payroll. Well, welcome to the show. I have a lot of things I want to talk about today, and I want to start. I will tell you that working on Fridays and having my syndicated show on Saturday and Sunday, it sucks for me when stuff happens on Monday. You know, big news stories that happen on Monday. The Boston Marathon was on a Monday. Something else happened, not this past Monday, the week before.
You're
on
late
Monday.
To the party a little bit.
Well, having done this for a long time, when something happens, you know, I want to express my opinion about it, whatever it may be. Fortunately, all the stories from Monday have continued along through the week, and there are more developments. I want to start out here by talking a little bit about the Cleveland story of these three women, Amanda Berry, Gina DeJesus, and Michelle Knight, and the perverted scumbag who kidnapped them and held them and impregnated them and raped them and forced one of them to have 5 miscarriages. I mean, just, I'm describing essentially one of the lowest forms of life on planet. Not even human life, just any. Yeah, there are slugs who go, oh, that's disgusting.
Yeah. He's a monster.
But one of the things that struck me about this story was the Sylvia Brown connection. And I know you guys and Frank have talked about it on the show. And Frank was nice enough yesterday to mention that I had written about this on my website, harrisonline.com. For those of you who don't know who she is, Sylvia Brown is probably one of the more famous people who claim to have psychic powers. And if you've heard me on the radio at all in the last decade and a half, you know that I don't put up with this nonsense one bit. And I've railed against Sylvia Brown countless times on this show and on other shows that I've hosted here and elsewhere. I've talked to one of my role models, the amazing Randy, James Randy, about this, who has invited Sylvia Brown many times to take the $1 million psychic challenge, which she would never, ever take because she knows she doesn't have psychic ability. She knows that what she's doing is wrong, but she gets money for it. I looked up today to see how much it costs to get a reading with Sylvia Brown. for a half hour, you pay $850.
What? Wow. A half hour?
For a half hour. $850.
That's insane.
Now, I remember when Pam and Craig Akers went to the Montel Williams show when Sylvia Brown was on there, and they were desperately hoping to get some information about their son, Sean Hornbeck, who had been missing for a while at that point. And, of course, Sylvia Brown famously told them that Sean was dead, which turned out to be a lie, because we know that he was found a couple of years later in the apartment of Michael Devlin in Kirkwood, alive and, by the way, doing much better. He actually was in the news this week recommending some things for the victims of the Castro story. After that Montel Williams show, Pam and Craig tried to get a chance to talk to Sylvia Brown some more, and her people told them they would have to pay. At that time, it was $700 for a half hour.
Oh, my God.
You've just told this couple that their son is dead on national television, and then you're going to try to rip them off for more money.
Mm.
When she goes and does appearances, her speaking fees range from $75,000 to $150,000.
Wow.
Now, I hope that the story that came out this week about her will effectively end her career. I'm afraid that it won't.
I don't think it will, because there's been other things, like the Sean Hornbeck thing, and there's been things in the past.
Many other times that she has made outright statements. And she doesn't couch it, by the way. She always gives a definitive answer. And as I know Frank mentioned, and I've talked about it, there was a group from a magazine called The Skeptical Inquirer that about 3 years ago looked back at her predictions about missing persons and murder cases, along with her messages and visions from beyond the grave. They went back to every episode of Montel's show. And let me just stop right there to tell you, I consider Montel to be a part of the evil plot.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah.
As her enabler, yes, for putting her on there time and time again. Some of these daytime talk shows, you know, I don't mind Jerry at all. Those people go on there for whatever reason. It's garbage TV, but at least Jerry isn't a scumbag.
He knows it's garbage TV. He says, I'm essentially a ringleader.
I think you were my board op operator when I had him on the show. Yeah. He said that.
Yes.
Exactly. Look, I know we're not doing quality TV here, but I don't care.
It's entertainment. People like watching it.
Exactly. Which is not the same as what Sylvia Brown does. Yes, Jerry's doing it to get a check, but she is preying on people who are at their most vulnerable emotionally. People who have lost a child and are desperately trying to find that child, or have had some tragedy go on in their life, or they've lost another family member, and she claims to be able to hear from the dead. And by the way, you'll notice how I said that, hear from the dead, because anybody can claim to talk to the dead. That's not difficult.
Mm-hmm.
Right now, there are dead people in the world, and I'm talking to them just like I'm talking to the live people. I'm also talking to this styrofoam cup.
But I've seen her.
But the cup and the dead people are not talking to me.
No.
I have seen her on Montel, though, when someone would stand up and they talk about, my father died 3 months ago, and there's been signs in the house and different things going on, and
yep,
I just wonder if there's some sort of sign he's trying to give me. And yep, then she goes, he's standing right next to you, honey.
Yeah.
It's like, I see him standing there. He's got his arm around you. Everything's okay.
So the Skeptical Inquirer examined every episode of Montel's show since 2002, which is when she began to be on there regularly.
Mm.
And they looked through older cases in newspapers, and they found 115 examples of her appearances and articles, and they compared them with the actual facts and her oft-repeated claim that her accuracy rate, to quote her exactly, quote, is somewhere between 87 and 90%, unquote. Wrong. The Skeptical Inquirer found that in not one of those 115 records, some of which had to be recovered from data that had been deleted from video records and or published documents, in not one of 115 times was she correct. Now, this week, after there was an outcry from people who heard about what she said about Amanda Berry, telling Amanda Berry's mother, Luana Miller, in 2004, that Amanda Berry was dead, that just a year after she told Pam and Craig Akers that Sean Hornbeck was dead. There's been an outcry in social media, which I'm happy to see. And a lot of people have been linking to my piece on HarrisOnline.com, and I appreciate that. Here's the official statement from Sylvia Brown. Quote, for more than 50 years as a spiritual psychic and guide, when called upon to either help authorities with missing person cases or to help families with questions about their loved ones, I've been more right than wrong. If ever there was a time to be grateful and relieved for being mistaken, this is that time. Only God is right all of the time. My heart goes out to Amanda Berry, her family, the other victims and their families. I wish you a peaceful recovery, unquote. I guarantee you Sylvia Brown didn't write that.
Mm-mm.
Somebody wrote that for her. She was too busy.
Spin doctor.
Yeah, she was too busy working at the cauldron, mixing up her potions with the other evil witches of the world. Actually, I'm insulting witches by putting her in that category.
Yeah.
How did she
Bratzo the gazer looks down on here. What a scam artist.
How did she become famous and become...
TV, Montel Williams.
Yeah. And who heard of her before that?
I didn't. I saw her on Montel Williams, and that was, the first time I saw her.
That's how you get famous in America. You get some TV host who has no scruples whatsoever to put you on a regular basis with no accountability for your predictions. And for everything you say. So, it's obvious to me that this woman doesn't care who she hurts with her readings as long as she makes money. She has not given any interviews this week. She'll never give an interview because she'll be asked about these horrendous scams that she's perpetrated for years, for which she has no defense. And by the way, when she says, I've been more right than wrong, 0 for 115. There's no right. It's all wrong. Yeah. Every instance, you were wrong. So I hope that news outlets will continue to talk about this. I know a lot of blogs online have written things about this, and some newspapers have printed stories about it, and some, I know ABC News did a thing about it the other night. I'm happy to see that. But I also hope that all the venues that continue to book this woman, even after the Sean Hornbeck discovery that he was alive and we made such noise about that, places still had her come in and do her, I guess you have to call it a show. I mean, I've never been to one, but I've talked to some people who've gone to just see what it was like, and they told me that it's essentially her making these vague predictions. And in one story I read today, there's a quote from another, quote, psychic, unquote, named Sloane Bella. I had never heard of her. Bella says that she met Sylvia Brown on the NBC series The Other Side, and it didn't take her long to figure out that Brown had staged her reading, gathering information from the audience beforehand so that she could appear more psychic. She said her husband, Sylvia Brown's husband, quote, asked everyone in the audience what they were there for. Someone's mother died. I noticed that she would repeat it verbatim. She scripts what she does. Maybe she's just trying to keep the money coming in or something. Now, that's from another woman who's in the same con game. The whole psychic con game. Even the amazing Kreskin has gone after her. Now, Ian and I were talking about this before we go on the air. The amazing Kreskin's career peaked, what, in the late 70s, maybe?
Oh, right, yeah.
So, yeah, I mean, is this guy still performing? I guess somewhere people are putting him on stages. And what he does, by the way, is a decent mentalist act. It's not great, but it's not horrible. But he doesn't prey on people. He doesn't say he can talk to the dead or any of that. He says he's a mentalist and he can read people's minds, which is a lie. And one thing that I don't like about Kreskin, as likable as the guy may be, one thing I don't like about him is he has never admitted, I don't have any special ability. I'm doing tricks. Mm-hmm. This is all an illusion.
It's entertainment.
I know plenty of other people who do that in the magic community. There's a great guy by the name of Banachek. That's the name he uses. He is fantastic. He starts his show by saying, everything you're going to see me do in the next 90 minutes is a trick. I have no special powers. I can't read minds any more than you can. I can't plant thoughts in your mind any more than you. He says that at the beginning of his act. Kreskin doesn't. Kreskin acts like he can read minds. He can plant thoughts, which he can't. So when you have somebody who is, again, in the con business, and he says, that he thinks that Sylvia Brown's prediction about Amanda Berry was an abuse of the image and the position that she has. Her credibility as a psychic is zero, which I think is too high a level to give her, unquote. He says, if a person can communicate with the dead, this is a great point. Again, great point by Kreskin. If a person can communicate with the dead, why in all these years have none of those people simply contacted someone and asked them, oh, you were murdered? Who murdered you? A crime was committed in which you died? Give us the details. Wouldn't that be a great gift to their powers to help solve a murder? Unquote. So when I say that I hope that this kills Sylvia Brown's career, my fear is that there are just too many, I guess gullible would be the word.
Yeah, they just put their blinders on this stories like this.
And they just, they believe it. And they believe Sylvia Brown when she says, I get it more right than wrong. And then there's one more story I want to share with you.
And there are people, though, that, like a person like Sylvia Brown, they'll come to her rescue and go, I know what they're doing. They're trying to tear her down because of her gift.
Oh, she's listen, gifted. Listen, Amanda Berry's cousin, Sherry Cole, has reached out to Brown to offer love and support. In a statement, she said, quote, our family in no way blames Sylvia. This doesn't change anything. We still love her and believe in her.
Oh.
Your cousin was supposedly dead and is not. This woman lied because she has no soul. Just evil to the core. So here's the last thing I want to mention about this and about psychics in general. You may remember there was a story from the early 90s of a 12-year-old girl named Polly Klass who was kidnapped at knife point from her mother's home in California in 1993. Her father, Mark, who has been made many, many appearances on TV. Whenever there's a kid missing, they would call on John Walsh from America's Most Wanted, and for many years, Mark Klass would come on and talk about what it's like to have your child taken and missing and all that sort of stuff. And he was a pretty good spokesperson for missing and exploited children. I give him credit for that. He says that after Polly disappeared, he found himself descended upon by psychics, not right away, but after a few days, when they know the parents are increasingly desperate. Psychics would walk up to him and hand him hand-drawn maps. At first, he would listen to them. Then he found himself having to turn down psychics who asked him, to, at his expense, to fly them to California, put them up in hotel rooms. He said, I'm not, no. But he says he admits that he did let others into the house who tell him, I need to get a feel for your daughter by going through her belongings. And then he said he found they were taking things from the house. Without permission. It wasn't like he said, well, take this and maybe this will give you a fee. No, they would steal stuff from the house. So he was asked by the Daily Beast about Sylvia Brown. Quote, Brown is a hideous creature. She really is, but they're all the same. The best a psychic will do is, in California, they'll say, I see rolling hills, I see pine trees, I see water, I see a road. You just described California. If you're in Arizona, they substitute cactus and desert. They have no insight. They have never helped, unquote. And that's the important thing here. Because you hear Sylvia Brown and some of these others saying that they have helped solve crimes. There is not one confirmed instance in history of a psychic being able to lead detectives to where a crime took place or other clues about it. Because they don't know anything. And that's what's so galling to me about her instant reaction to Luana Miller asking about her daughter Amanda Berry being missing. She didn't even pause. I wish we could find the audio tape of this. I've been scouring YouTube to try to find it. But maybe Montel's people have scrubbed it from the internet.
Oh, yeah.
But I wish we could find it because from people who remember it, they say that she answered instantly, no, she's dead. She's not alive, honey. Your daughter's not the kind who wouldn't call. That was her instant response, thus devastating this woman. And remember, Sylvia Brown knew nothing about the case. Nothing. No information. Less information than you had in 2004. None. And she comes to that conclusion. I said that was one last thing. Just I got to get one more in. Because I've been doing some research about psychics and their claims and all this sort of stuff this week. There was a British study published in 1996. And the researchers, here's what they did. They took some self-proclaimed psychics who were willing to come in and be tested. And they took some undergraduate psychology students. And each participant was handed an item that was involved in an actual crime that had been solved. Maybe it was a scarf, maybe it was a shoe. And they were asked, just tell us whatever notions pop into your mind. They were also given a list of statements about the crimes, only some of which were true. Then they went back and they checked everybody's responses against the actual facts. The psychics were no better than the students at making predictions. And neither group performed better than chance. It's like with the Sylvia Brown thing. You would think out of 115, she'd get a few right just by guessing. Not one. Not one. So at the conclusion of that study, and here's why it gets into my stomach and turns my intestines. At the conclusion of that 1996 study in England, the psychics, who had not gotten things, it had not gone well for them, they still gave themselves high marks. They didn't do any better than the students. The students, by the way, all said, well, that was a poor performance on my part. I guess I really don't have any powers at all. The psychics all went, no, I did great. I got plenty of powers. Weeks later, one of the psychics told a TV interviewer that the researchers had been stunned by his psychic powers. No, they were stunned. They were stunned that you thought you had psychic powers. Yeah. That's not the same thing. So, is it self-promotion? Is it self-delusion? I don't know. But when Sylvia Brown does what she does, going on TV and telling people at their emotionally most vulnerable, your child who's been missing for a year is dead, when she has no information about the actual case, that is evil incarnate, as far as I'm concerned. And I would ask everyone within the sound of my voice who knows someone who wastes their money with anybody who claims to have psychic powers, please try to reason with them. Because the next Sylvia Brown is out there. There are more of them who are growing like a fungus on our society every day. They are nothing more than con artists, scammers, and dirtbags. I wish we had police departments and prosecutors in this country and laws that would allow them to prosecute these people for ripping people off. There was a story this week from Florida of some psychics, three members of a family, of quote psychics unquote, who pleaded guilty this week to cheating their clients out of $25 million by lying about communicating with Michael the Archangel and other spirits. Rose Marks, 61 years old, the accused ringleader of the psychic fraud, admitted to charges including conspiracy to commit mail and wire fraud, on and on and on. Two of her daughters-in-law pleaded guilty and admitted defrauding victims of between $1 million and $2.5 million. They told them, we're in contact with your spirit guides, and in order to stay in contact with them, we need large sums of money. And they found victims who were wealthy and gullible and dupable, who gave them millions and millions and millions and millions of dollars. Now, I know that there's part of us inside that says, well, if you're that stupid, you deserve it. And maybe I'll go along with you to a certain extent. But some of these psychics are ripping off people who can't afford it. People who are barely getting by paycheck to paycheck. And that's bad. But it's not even on the scale of Sylvia Brown. Because we're talking again about emotionally vulnerable people. People who want to hear something positive, something supportive. You know what the correct answer is when somebody asks what has happened to my missing child? The correct answer is, I don't know, but I hope they find her soon. This is the Big 550 KTRS.
And it's time to look at traffic, and I'm sure Tim Weiland will see cars, pavement, and thing, and he can look into the future and see that there will be some problems at some point this afternoon. Tim?
What do you mean? I'm not giving you $35. I knew they were going to go to me late. I didn't have to pay you for this. damn airport psychics, they think they could tell me everything.
Yeah. By the way, tough prediction right there.
Yeah.
You get that 115 out of 115 times.
You think I need to pay her to tell me that?
No.
Hi, guys.
Right. Hey, when we come back here, I have more of the Cleveland story, including Charles Ramsey, you know, the guy who was just eating my McDonald's and then helped him. Songified. We've got him songified when we come back after the break.
All right.
Go ahead.
Boy.
Okay. If you're traveling on southbound 170, look for the right lane to be partially blocked just before Highway 70. It's an accident. Got a pretty good backup behind that. Also, on eastbound 270 before Washington Elizabeth, you've got a disabled vehicle that was blocking the right lane. So traffic is backed up approaching Lindbergh now. Normal traffic getting going on southbound 270. It's slow from south of the Clayton Road overpass down through Doherty Ferry. And if you're traveling over to Illinois, eastbound 64 is slowing from about Busch Stadium to the Poplar Street Bridge. This traffic report is brought to you by Sonic. There's a shake-a-thon going on at Sonic. All 25 of their real ice cream shakes are half price after 8 p.m. with flavors like peanut butter fudge, chocolate cream pie, and strawberry cheesecake. That's like a marathon of flavor. From the Golden Oak Lending Traffic Center, I'm Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
It's Mother's Day weekend, and I've got giveaways and a celebrity mom on my show. Hi, everyone. Victoria Babu here. Join me when Entertainment Network host Juliana Rancic talks about being a new mom. And wait till you hear what she says about Fashion Police co-host Joan Rivers. You know, I'm a lifer. I'm pleased to celebrate Weight Watchers 50 years by sharing their fab new cookbook. And as the mother of the bride, I've turned to TheKnot.com for help with those wedding registries. Join me Saturday at 6 p.m. for Smart Living.
It's Smart Living with Victoria Babu on the Big 550 KTRS.
Are you still suffering with joint discomfort? How many products have you tried that failed to give you the relief you need? Too many, right? So naturally, if I were to tell you that Instaflex can give you powerful, effective joint relief, you'd be skeptical. So we're going to let you prove it to yourself by sending you a complimentary 2-week sample of Instaflex, the number one selling joint supplement at GNC. Instaflex is number one at GNC because it's our most powerful joint relief formula ever. And right now, we'll give you a complimentary 2-week sample of Instaflex just for calling 1-800-900-1206. Instaflex provides powerful, effective joint relief for your knees, hands, even your hips. Prove it to yourself by calling now for your complimentary sample. Instaflex is available at GNC, Rite Aid Pharmacies, and Vitamin Shop, but you can only get your complimentary 2-week sample by calling 1-800-900-1206. Call now for your 2-week Instaflex sample. 1-800-900-1206. Again, that's 1-800-900-1206.
Feeling buried by all the piles of paper in your home or office? Maybe it's time you traded in the old filing cabinet for a new office assistant. Meet the Neat Digital Filing System, featuring the only scanner that actually thinks while it scans. With Neat, all your important documents can be easily scanned and then organized with a Neat software. So that shoebox full of receipts instantly becomes a manageable expense report. That stack of business cards can go directly into your computer's contact list. Virtually any piece of paper automatically becomes a searchable document that you can find with a simple keyword. Neat can be both powerful and portable, so staying organized is easier than ever. And now you can try the Neat Digital Filing System for free by calling 1-800-300-6741. The Neat Digital Filing System has been featured on Oprah's list of favorite things, the CBS Morning Show, the Martha Stewart Show, just to name a few. Try it for free by calling 1-800-300-6741. That's 1-800-300-6741.
Jim is 38, mortgage, married, 3 great kids. He wants to protect his family with a $500,000 term life insurance policy. What do you think it will cost him? $100 a month? $60? $40? Actually, none of the above. Jim is in excellent health and can get a 10-year, $500,000 policy through SelectQuote for under $19 a month. Jim's wife, Deidre, 36, and also in great health, can get a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $16 a month. See how much you can save.
For a free quote, call 1-800-700-0107. That's 1-800-700-0107. 1-800-700-0107. Or go to SelectQuote.com. SelectQuote. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policies at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your premium could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Guys, do you know the secret to becoming unstoppable in the bedroom? The secret that's helped countless men overcome the shame and embarrassment of poor sexual performance? It's the secret that drug companies don't want you to know about. An extremely powerful, all-natural male enhancement capsule. It's called Bravado. And right now, we'll give you a full-size supply absolutely risk-free. You can only get it if you call 1-800-500-4151. Bravado is safe and guaranteed to deliver real results, fast and free of side effects. It will increase your libido, endurance, and improve your sexual performance fast. It'll skyrocket your confidence in the bedroom and give you and your partner a more satisfying experience. Get ready for the best intimacy you've ever had. To get a full-size supply of Bravado absolutely risk-free, you must call in the next 10 minutes while supplies last. 1-800-500-4151. If lines are busy, don't give up. Call again. That's a 30-day risk-free trial at 1-800-500-4151. 1-800-500-4151.
Sandra would like to remind you that safety can be a beautiful thing. Right now, lease a 2013 Volvo S60 T5 Premier for only $298 a month for 24 months. Yep, safe never looked so good. It's a message from SunTrip, Missouri's oldest and largest Volvo dealer. More than 200 Volvos in stock at two locations, West County Volvo on Manchester and SunTrip Volvo, O'Fallon, Missouri.
$26.99 due at signing, plus tax, title, and license with approved credit. Mileage restrictions apply.
All right, Flo, so the key to safe pest removal is staying calm.
Okay.
It says here this lady's got a badger in her attic.
Oh, I love badgers. Oh, sorry. Calm. There he is! Come here, little buddy. I thought he wanted a hug.
Badgers don't really hug.
Not yet. Oh, badger.
Insuring your business vehicles with Progressive is like having Flo on the road with you. Low down payments, great discounts, and flexible billing options. Now that's Progressive. Visit Progressive.com today. United Financial Casualty Company and Affiliates.
Hey, boys and girls. John Hadley here for Jim Huer. Come join us for the Blackfin Bullpen Show each and every Tuesday night at the Blackfin American Grill located at the Galleria. We'll have a variety of guests, some special deals, some giveaways. Come join us talking baseball. We'll be talking baseball at the Blackfin American Grill at the Galleria each Tuesday night. Don't wait until after the game. We'll be watching the Cardinals game with you. Come express your opinions during the game. Join us at the Blackfin American Grill Tuesday night at the Galleria.
It's the Large Morning Show in the afternoon, Friday edition. Here on the Big 550 KTRS, Paul Harris, Ian, and Dan here with me. In about a half hour, we'll have Joe Hipperson reviewing The Great Gatsby. And later on, Bill Cleveland and Mike Evans and Knuckleheads in the News and the Harris Challenge. So I'm glad to have you here. Unbelievable story out of Bangladesh, Dhaka, Bangladesh, where that clothing factory building collapsed. I think it's 17 days ago, they pulled a woman out of there alive today.
Wow. After 17 days?
Yeah. She was a seamstress there who worked on the third floor of the building. She said she had been breathing through a pipe.
Oh, man.
She told rescuers that she was unhurt and had survived by scavenging for cookies in the backpacks of her dead colleagues.
Oh,
man.
She'd been hitting concrete with the pipe to attract attention. An army sergeant was alerted to her presence after bulldozers had lifted some loose rubble that had been covering the area. He says, I heard the sound. I rushed towards the spot. I knelt down. I heard a faint voice. Sir, please help me. 17 days later, she survived in 95-degree temperatures with 80% humidity. In other words, what we in St. Louis call August.
Yes. Yeah.
But this is the hottest time of the year in Bangladesh, I guess. It's there August now. She seems to be okay. They took her to the hospital. The bad news is they found 100 dead bodies today, and the death toll there is now over 1,000. But that's unbelievable. I don't know that I have the willpower to last 17 days. But I guess she was able to move around in there. I mean, there must have been an open compartment or chamber where she could go around, and you're surrounded by dead people who you knew, you worked next to them.
I guess you don't. I mean, I guess you really can't say, though, for sure that you wouldn't last until you're.
I guess I would just have to think about
that situation.
I just have to think about my wife and daughter, and you know, keep banging on everything. And, you know, after a while, your voice is going to give out. Help! You know, you're screaming and screaming and screaming. But it's unbelievable that they were able to get her there. So the name Charles Ramsey is still in the news. He is the guy who was on TV after they found the three women in that horrible house in Cleveland where Ariel Castro had kept them chained and tied and physically abused and sexually abused for a decade. Charles Ramsey was the guy who was interviewed by a TV station out there. And he said, I was just eating my McDonald's and I heard this yelling from next door. And
became an internet sensation.
Yeah.
On Tuesday, McDonald's actually sent out a tweet. We salute the courage of the Ohio kidnap victims and respect their privacy. Way to go, Charles Ramsey. We'll be in touch.
Oh, man.
Is that too crass and commercial, do you think?
Yes, I think so.
The day after?
Yeah.
Yep.
It's a little soon?
Yeah.
Also, here's another lesson in before you say you're going to be friendly towards the guy, maybe you want to Google him. Because if you had, like the people at the smoking gun, you'd find out that he was a repeat spousal abuser whose marriage ended in divorce following a 2003 felony conviction for beating up his wife. This guy was the Chris Brown of the neighborhood.
Mm.
Chris Brown? Bobby Brown?
No, Chris Brown and Rihanna.
Chris Brown
with
Rihanna.
With Rihanna, yeah.
Who was Bobby Brown with?
Whitney Houston.
Whitney Houston, yeah. Okay, thank you. His first domestic violence charge came in 1997. He entered a no-contest plea a year later, found guilty. While waiting to be sentenced, he was again arrested for domestic violence. At the time of his second collar in July 1998, he was already the subject of an arrest warrant issued in connection with his failure to appear for a court hearing in the first one. So he was jailed for violating the terms of his release on bond. He entered a no-contest plea to the second case, was found guilty again. Then he was busted again for domestic abuse in January of 2003 and subsequently indicted for felony domestic violence with prior conviction.
Wow.
His wife, Rochelle Ramsey, called 911 twice to report that she was being attacked by her spouse. On one of the 911 calls, you hear her say, "My husband is trying to kill me." And in the background, you hear him say, "I'm going to kill you." And there are all the TV stations and everybody clamoring to get him on. Of course, when he was on there, it was, you know, oh, here's the save your neighbor from next door. And he gave that interview and only took about 2.5 days for somebody to songify him.
I knew something was wrong when a little pretty white girl ran into a black man's arms. Yeah, give it away. Yeah, give it away. My neighbor got big testicles because we see this dude every day. We eat ribs with this dude, but we didn't have the clue that that girl was in that house. She said, please help me get out.
Yeah, give a win. 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 Give a win. Give a win. Yeah, give a win.
Yeah, give a win. Yeah, give a win. My neighbor got big testicles because we see this dude every day. We eat ribs with this dude, but we didn't have the clue that that girl was in that house. She said, please help me get out. So I opened the door. We can't get in that way. The body can't fit through the door, only your hand. So we kick the bottom. And she comes out and she says, it's some old girls up in that house. Call 911 and they called him and McDonald's. I knew something was wrong when a little pretty white girl ran into a black man's arms. Because we see this dude every day. Every day. We eat ribs with this dude. But we didn't have the clue that that girl was in that house. She said, please help me get out. Yeah, give it away.
I want to thank the people at the Bit Exchange from the Envision Radio Networks who syndicate my weekend show, America Weekend, for giving me access to that.
That is awesome.
That's a YouTube channel, Shmoyo. They do all the Songify songs.
Oh, that's who
yes,
they are?
They are very talented.
I mean, the guy's a scumbag, but...
right.
You know,
and apparently not even the first one on the scene now.
That's what I was going to mention.
Yes.
No one is mentioning the name Angel Cordero, who is the guy who actually got there first, and he said...
Essentially did all the things that Charles said. That
well, you know what Charles says? I opened the door, and then he said, we can't get in that way. We kicked the bottom of the door. We is plural, meaning there was more than one person there, and the person who was there before him was Angel Cordero, who is a guy who also lives in the neighborhood. Here's why you don't hear a lot about Angel Cordero, at least in our world, because he doesn't speak English.
Yeah.
This guy is huge on Univision.
Yes.
Huge. One of the TV stations in Cleveland has a reporter who speaks Spanish fluently, and she actually talked to him, and he said, the truth, whoever arrived here, who crossed the street, who broke the door, it was me. I did what had to be done. I mean, he's a very mild-mannered guy, whereas Charles Ramsey is very flamboyant and very in-your-face. And
as soon as those cameras showed up, he was...
Very, very much in the Antoine Dodson tradition and the others.
Sweet Brown.
Yes, exactly. So this is the guy who, Angel Cordero, deserves a lot more of the credit for going over there. I mean, don't get me wrong. Ramsey deserves some of the credit because he went and helped. Okay, that's fine. But also... there's another guy, Spanish-speaking guy named Wintel Tejada. It's his house that they made the 911 call from. You don't hear his name at all because, again, doesn't speak English. Mm. But go for the flamboyant black guy. That makes TV. And don't bother Googling him before you turn him into a hero. Remember that. That's how America works. It's 355 at the Big 550 KTRS.
All right, let's see how the traffic's rolling along. Here's Tim Weiland.
All right, Dan, it looks like we've got some pretty slow traffic around the area now. We have eastbound 64 between Clayton Skinker and Hampton slow, and that's because two right lanes are blocked due to an accident. They have still eastbound 270. It looks like now they have two right lanes shut down at New Florissant, so traffic is backed up to McDonald. On westbound 70, you're heavy from 270 to the Blanchette Bridge. Pretty normal there. On southbound 270, slowing now south of 64 down through Doherty Ferry. On westbound, further westbound on 70, you're going to be slow between 370 and Highway 79, and that's because they have a right lane down there at Mid Rivers Mall Drive. And this traffic report is brought to you by Sonic. There's a shake-a-thon going on at Sonic. All 25 of their real ice cream shakes are half price after 8 p.m. with flavors like peanut butter fudge, chocolate cream pie, and strawberry cheesecake. That's like a marathon of flavor. From the Golden Oak Lending Traffic Center, Tim Weiland of the Big 550 KTRS.
The Chesterfield Amphitheater will come alive with the best in local talent in the West County Talent Bash Saturday, May 18th. There'll be entertainment from the Mid-America Shades of Blue Air Force Band and also Javier Mendoza. The best in local talent will compete along with barbecue, craft beer tasting, and we'll light up the sky with fireworks at 9:30 p.m. Join us at the West County Talent Bash Saturday, May 18th, beginning at 12:30 p.m. at the Chesterfield Amphitheater. Brought to you by the Big 550 KTRS.
At Broadway Ford Truck Centers, they have a problem. Not because of their huge selection of work trucks, heavy-duty pickups, vans and chassis cabs, both new and used, nor is it because of their superb service department, where trained technicians make sure all the work is not only done right, but they do it better. Not because of their fully stocked parts department, or the fact you can rent or lease late model trucks, or because they will scour the globe to find you the truck that's right for you and deliver it anywhere. So what is the problem at Broadway Ford Truck Centers? They're not just a commercial truck dealer. They also have personal vehicles like the Escape, Explorer, Flex, and Expedition, and a full line of personal pickup trucks. That means they're gonna have to make their sign bigger to say Broadway Ford Truck Centers and more. Broadway Ford Truck Centers, working hard to be the number one Ford dealership in St. Louis, whether personal or commercial. They're located on Broadway, just north of Soulard Market Park. For more, go to BroadwayTruck.com. That's BroadwayTruck.com.
Hi, this is Mike Kelly. I don't remember liking homework in school or around the house. My friends at Allen Roofing and Siding would love doing your homework. Roofing, siding, gutters, and well, more homework. They've got the formula for success. The best products plus quality workmanship equals satisfied customers. Call Allen Roofing and Siding, 636-391-1117 in Missouri, 618-343-1117 in Illinois, or visit them online at aroofing.net. I'm sure you'll give them straight A's.
Extremely dry, itchy skin needs intensive relief that lasts. So get Gold Bond Intensive Healing Cream. With two dedicated medicines, it targets the underlying causes of itch and irritation, whether they be allergies, rashes, irritation, or just dry, chapped skin. And it has seven moisturizers to provide relief that lasts and lasts. Gold Bond Intensive Healing Cream. Intensive healing for lasting itch relief. Use as directed.
So another season of Survivor is coming to an end on Sunday night. Dan, I know you don't watch the show, but
I don't.
Ian and I are into it. Who do you think is going to win it?
I'd like to see Eddie win, but if Cocker makes it in the top three, he's a lock.
I think so, too.
Yeah.
I hope he wins it.
Where's Richard Hatch in all this?
Jail?
No, I think he's out now.
Is he?
I don't know. Have you checked today?
No, I haven't.
Hey, by the way, the punk who was thrown off the show this year, Brandon Hance.
Yes.
He's also been told by CBS he cannot come to the live show on Sunday night, the Survivor reunion, because Philip Shepard, the, quote, special agent, and yes. I'm doing air quotes around that, he says that he told Jeff Probst that he does not want Brandon Hance there. And so Russell Hance, who's Brandon's uncle and the original troublemaker in the Hance family, says he will probably be there, or he's definitely going to be there, and he's going to go after Philip on the show.
Mm.
He says he's already arranged with a lawyer to get him out of jail after the show.
Oh, my goodness.
Wow.
I'm in L.A. and looking for the street fighter Philip. I would tweet to him, but I don't know his Twitter name. Guess what? I already talked to an L.A. attorney to make sure he gets me out of jail ASAP when I bust his ass.
Oh, man.
Classy.
Stay classy, Hance family. All right, we're coming back after the 4 o'clock news to review The Great Gatsby with Joe Hipperson and lots more of the Large Morning Show in the afternoon on the Big 550 KTRS St. Louis.
From ABC News. I'm Alex Stone. We learned today conservative groups like the Tea Party have been targeted by the IRS.